Right, let's take a final look at your sport this morning in some cricket. 18-year-old Gwena Mapaga will make his test debut at Newlands in Cape Town when the second test against Pakistan starts this morning. Now, he will become South Africa's youngest test player at 18 years old since a spinner, Paul Adams. All-rounder Vian Mulder is back in the team, as well as spinner Keshav Maharaj. They replace injured batter Tony DeZorzi and all-rounder Corbin Bosch, who had a dream debut in the first test. Mapaga replaces fast bowler Dane Patterson. Now, this is South Africa's last test before the final of the World Test Championship in June at Lord's. Play this morning starts at 10:30. In some football, AmaZulu defender Wade Ewest anticipates intense competition against Golden Arrows in their Betway Premiership derby this weekend. Usutu's recent success has been against Cape Town City in a 1-0 victory, bringing the count up to 4 wins in 6 matches. Meanwhile, Abafana Bestende, who've parted ways with coach Mabuti Kenyeza, failed to win their last 2 matches. Yuesta says they're planning, or they're playing for more than just a win.
I think, like you said, it's going to be a tough game. It's a derby. We always want to win derbies, but we also want to carry on with the momentum that we've had in the last few games. So, yeah, we want to go out to win the game. Obviously, like, we go out to win every other game, but that's more so because it comes with bragging rights.
AmaZulu host Arrows as they kick off this weekend's action in the Betway Premiership at 3:30 tomorrow. Richards Bay FC are away to Gallants at 8, while Mohsin Ertugrul makes a return to local football with Cape Town City as they host Soweto Giants Kaizer Chiefs on Sunday at 5:45. Staying with football, Brighton manager Fabian Hertzler says he's keeping positive despite his team being on a 7-game winless run. They've drawn 5 of those matches. Hertzler is focusing on his team being difficult to beat, but rather than their lack of victories.
I see more the positive things than the negative things generally in my life, and I try to stay positive. I try to give the trust and the belief to the club and to the players, and then I'm sure that the class will be also really, really full one day.
Brighton play host to Arsenal tomorrow at 7:30, while Tottenham starts the English Premier League action at 2:30 at home against Newcastle. That's all from me. For the East Coast Radio Sports team, I'm Faida Crouch.